For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our reporter who spent so much time in the Harris County Jail and then in Texas lockup. Well, apparently, Tony is carrying around a lot of very dangerous urine.
My parole officer wanted to see about revoking me and having me sent to ISF, which is incarceration, for 60 to 90 days because of failure of a UA, or urine analysis. Tested positive for less than 300 nanograms on a urinalysis. Since I've been on parole, he's done nothing but talk trash to me. He's down-talked me. First, to start off, when I first got home on parole, he told me I couldn't get to go to college and finish my education. I had to find me a job, find me a real job. So I went out and did that. He considers me a crackhead. Crackheads like me shouldn't even be able to be on the streets. Once we go to prison, we should be there. Have to do our entire time. He says crackheads like me are a waste of his time and his effort, and we're a waste. All we're going to do is come out and mess things up, turn around, and, none of us ever make it anyway. I haven't heard anybody failed a UA. They said they double ran it, so that justifies, that I was dirty for cocaine. It's the dirty UA. I haven't heard anybody. I work 7 days a week. My employer sent a letter to the parole board in my behalf, stating that, I've been productive. I'm an asset to the contractors in Houston. I'm an asset. They just requested me to go out to a school to help finish the school. This is the second one I've been working on since I've been home. So, being productive in society, I've got all kinds of people on my behalf that says I'm productive. Even home visits, he comes by the house, he honks his horn, hops out for about 2 seconds, runs up to the door, you're working, yeah, when you're supposed to be there next month, yeah, stay away from that junk, stay away from that, I'll see you then. And he leaves, and if I got a question or I want to talk to him about something, he don't even want to hear it. And he's one of these guards that, helped lower unemployment, and they helped lower the welfare. He's one of the guards, or one of the people that, like the Nigerians, they put him on the payroll, they made him go to work to TDC, or they would lose their welfare. They go to work to TDC in the system, they have family, the wife and their kids get to keep their welfare, but then they're employed. So it lowered unemployment, and it lowered welfare. So it was one of those government things, a win-win thing for the government, but the public still doesn't know the truth of the whole story. They don't know what's going on. Reincarceration is not a means of rehabilitation in any way. So, Mr. King, Tony King, signing off from Harris County Jail.
Tony King, a very productive member of society, a good family man, but the government doesn't really give a damn, do they? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.